box. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
3 minutes passing hour, 3 o'clock, gym class for a Wednesday, coming away on KGYM. The Hawkeye men, how did they do in their seventh place game? We'll talk about that and let you know. Also, coming up on the program, Mark Ironside will be joining us as we get ready for Thanksgiving here on the gym class on KGYM. Back from a short sojourn. I'm Scott Unash, Mark Dukes across the way, Kyle Mann, our producer. It is a gym class here in KGYM. 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Happy pre-Thanksgiving, everybody. You have the Black Friday actually starts, Mark, on Wednesday now for some of the retailers out there. Actually started earlier in the week for a few online things, but please shop locally. We encourage you to do so at this time. But I guess happy Thanksgiving pre to everybody out there, and hopefully everybody has a happy and safe one out there with your immediate family, friends, relatives, whatever the case may be.
Sounds like it's going to be pretty decent weather. So if you're traveling out there, traveling in, traveling out, should be just fine for the weekend, and also fine Friday for the Iowa-Nebraska football game in Lincoln.
Yeah, and boy, oh boy, that'll be the subject of our poll question from Emil's Hideaway coming up here in just a couple of moments. As we kick that around a little bit, we have Before the Boom coming up on Friday at 1 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And immediately following the game, about 6:15 thereabouts, we will be at Coach's Corner in Iowa City, live, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Myself, you, Alex, Kyle, not Alex. Alex is abstention.
Senior day in Memphis.
Senior day. So it'll be you and me and Kyle down there. And Todd will join us from the phone from Lincoln. And we will talk about Iowa and Nebraska and speculate, depending on the outcome of the game, where the Hawkeyes will go as far as their bold destination is concerned. So that'll be coming up on Friday. We got NFL tripleheader tomorrow on KGYM, starting off at 11 o'clock with the best game of the lot, the Minnesota Vikings and the Detroit Lions. Big one in the NFC North coming up tomorrow. That'll be followed by the sneaky Chargers. The sneaky LA Chargers taking on the Dallas Cowboys. And then the Redskins and the Giants. Oh, my gosh, Mark, and I can't say anything bad about the New York football Giants, and it's probably a good thing that it's a short week, and we will not have Chris Liss on today. So if you have your fantasy questions, I apologize, but with the short week that we have, just trying to get everybody in is pretty much impossible, but Chris will be back next week, courtesy of I'm On Communications. So get your fantasy football questions ready to go, and you know what? It has nothing to do with the fact that Chris's Giants beat my Chiefs.
That was ugly.
be in Chiefs Kingdom and have that happen, like I was. And, oh my gosh, people had to be talked down off of ledges on Sunday and Monday in Missouri and in Kansas City. It was that bad.
You may get a few needles at Bowling Night in America tonight.
Wasn't the Broncos. It wasn't the Broncos they lost to. Still could be the case. But anyway, that was ugly. And Chris would probably say he wanted his Giants to lose. I know he would, being a good Giants fan, trying to get that draft choice.
Yeah, tomorrow will be a good day for football viewing after we have our dinner and gather with friends and family. And that game, Sass, tomorrow night, about the only interest for me is LaShawn Daniels, former Iowa running back who's been activated by the Redskins and may see some playing time with Chris Thompson on the shelf. And she'll see. Be fun.
If you're keeping track, that would be Scott's fourth running back to be out for the year. Started with David Johnson, and it has progressed through Chris Thompson now. So there you go. That's my problem, not yours out there. Speaking of problems, the Iowa basketball team, they got a win today at the Cayman Islands Classic. They took seventh place with a 95-85 triumph over the University of Alabama Birmingham Blazers, otherwise known as UAB, to raise their mark to 4-2 on the season. And a huge day today for Jordan Bohannon as the product of Linmar with 30 points today. Tyler Cook, I think, had 27 points in the game as well. Maishi Daly, 29. And Maishi Daly had a nice game today as well for the Hawkeyes. And has not been a problem on the offensive end for this Iowa basketball team down at the Cayman Islands. The problem is 74, 80, and 85. And that's got to get addressed because Iowa's going to find some teams that are just going to outgun them as far as offensive firepower is concerned.
Spot on, that's for sure. And I know that's been frustrating for Fran McCaffrey and the coaching staff. I got to think a zone defense for Iowa right now is the way to go. But you really want to play some man from time to time. But you're right, the offense did click today. Career highs for Jordan Bohannon. As you mentioned, 30 points. He was 9 out of 12 from the field, 6 of 8 from 3, and 30 points. Tyler Cook got cooking, 8 out of 11 from the field, 13 out of 16 from the free throw
line.
That's
good to see.
29 points. And 6 rebounds. Luka Garza, 14.7 rebounds for him. Isaiah Moss, 12 points. As you mentioned, Maishi Daly with 7 points in 20 minutes. That's good to see. The Hawkeyes also used Kreener, Ellingson, Ewell, and Pemsel in the game. Iowa shot 60%, including 61-5 from 3. So yeah, that's going to get it done most times.
This Iowa basketball team right now Yes, the defense isn't there. Now, they're missing, arguably, their best defensive player in Nicholas Bear. And right now, and nothing against Brady Ellingson or anything like that. Two things. Watching this team early on, yeah, I knew the defense was a little bit lacking, and it was shown down in the Cayman Islands, and that's got to get shorn. Is that the right word?
Shored up?
Shored up. Thank you. I appreciate that. I've been on vacation for
two
days.
Have.
So the brain's kind of been off a little bit. But anyway, defense has got to get better. The other thing, and this was kind of one thing that I pointed out on this show, I believe, as well, that when Jordan Bohannon takes a seat, he's got to get some rest during the game. You can't go 40 minutes. And when Bohannon is out, teams are now figuring out Brady Ellingson is at the point, and nothing against Brady. He's not a point guard. And he's been forced into that role with Connor McCaffrey out at this point. Mm-hmm. And he's getting a lot of heat right now. They're doing a full court pressure. They're doing trapping pressure, three-quarter court, full court. And it's really bothering Iowa. And even if they get the ball up, they don't have much time to get into the offense at this particular time. So Iowa needs Nicholas Bear, and they need Connor McCaffrey back to play prominent roles. And I think this team's going to get better defensively. They got to get better defensively.
They must get better, and I think things will smooth out a bit when Bear returns and McCaffrey gets back in good health and can add some depth to that guard position. It still has, we were talking before the show, this Big Ten early season has not been good.
No.
Iowa goes 1-2 in the Cayman Islands. Tennessee beats Purdue today.
Michigan lost to LSU last night. Not a real good LSU team.
Indiana lost
Indiana State.
30 points to Indiana State, yeah.
And that's the Sycamores' only one, I believe you said.
Yeah.
So far this year. So, yeah, the Big Ten, after a really good start, has been a little rocky as of late, as far as things are concerned. And The Hawkeyes go 1-2 down in the Cayman Islands. Not a bad field. Ended up playing South Dakota State, which I believe was an NCAA tournament team a year ago. UAB's got a good pedigree, certainly. Louisiana Lafayette, we'll see how they will play out. Did not get to play Cincinnati, and that could have been really a bad matchup. I'm just saying. Cincinnati is physical. They play defense very well. Very, very well. So didn't get a chance to play them, but still, that could have been, it could have been dicey. But you never know. Never know how it'll play out as far as college basketball is concerned. 319-366-1600. That comment about Iowa basketball, that's the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. Again, that's 319-366-1600. And you can give us a call as well. Mark Ironside's going to join us coming up. We'll have a Bowling Night in America preview. Scott Monk, in charge of Rivalry Saturday, girls basketball coach at Maquoketa Valley, is going to be joining us as well. And we'll have our pick six today. Carl Nerney's pick six brought to you by Carl Nerney's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City.
Should mention Iowa women's basketball team has moved to 5-0 with a 90-46 victory over Morgan State. That in Puerto Rico Classic being played in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Four in double figures for the Hawkeyes. Megan Gustafson, stop me if you heard this before, a double-double. Oof. 18 points, 10 rebounds for Gustafson. Hannah Stewart with 13. Chase Coley and Alexis Civilian with 11 apiece. So the beat goes on for the Iowa women.
I think the Iowa women are pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Pretty darn good. And we will see as they get further and further into the season. By the way, speaking of college basketball, got to throw this out. Chaminade is going to win in their own tournament, Mark. They have a huge lead on the Cal Golden Bears right now.
Wow.
Here's how goofy college basketball is. Cal was up, I think, 18 on Wichita State early in the first round down at Maui. Chaminade is now, and lost that game, lost to Michigan bad last night. And Chaminade's going to beat Cal, it looks like, with about 4 minutes to play. Be the eighth win all time in this tournament, the Maui Invitational. Chaminade is 7-88 overall in this tournament. Of course, you remember what their biggest win was.
It was over Ralph Sampson, right?
Number one, Virginia, and Ralph Sampson. And that was back, back in the 80s. And when the Maui Invitational was just going, you and I were kind of, we were just kind of kicking around a little bit. How college basketball has changed. Used to be, back in the 80s, there were two tournaments over Thanksgiving week.
Yeah.
One was the Maui Invitational. The other was a Great Alaska Shootout. And the reason I bring that up is because they are bidding farewell to the Great Alaska Shootout. The one that, one of the two that got it all underway.
Mm-hmm.
All this Thanksgiving hoops. And this is going to be the last year for the Great Alaska Shootout up there at Sullivan Arena in Anchorage. Which,
interesting, yeah.
Which was, at one time, teams were vying to go up there. And now their field includes like Santa Clara and Cal Poly and others like that. And this is going to be the last year of the Great Alaska Shootout.
Good run.
They did.
Good run.
Iowa had a very good run up there in Anchorage. I think the couple times they went up there. I know they won it once with B.J. Armstrong and that group.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the thing to go to, was the Great Alaska Shootout or Maui. You didn't just get to go there every other year. I mean, it was once every 5-6 years.
Right, right.
And it was a big thing, and now everybody's got a tournament out there. Speaking of which, the battle for Atlantis tonight, UNI and SMU on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up at 8 o'clock tonight.
Colin on the text line wants to know about Ahmad Wagner. He did not play today. I am searching around to get an answer for you,
Colin. Injured shoulder.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah, injured shoulder. He powered through it yesterday, but sounded like it just was too sore to go today. And no reason to really play him 3 days in a row in a seventh-place game.
Right.
So that is the reason why Ahmad Wagner did not go.
Thank
today.
You for that, Scott.
Appreciate that. 319-366-1600.
Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to do with tomorrow's or Friday's game in Lincoln. Who wins that game, the Hawks or the Huskers? Go to KGYMRadio.com and vote. And thanks to Emo's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
We'll give our picks coming up in just a little bit. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Mark Ironside and talk a little wrestling. We'll do that when we come back. Listening to the Gym Class on KGYM.
The city of Cedar Rapids hopes you have a wonderful Thanksgiving filled with family, friends, and of course, delicious food. Due to this special holiday, there's no garbage collection tomorrow. Instead, Thursday collection will be on Friday, and Friday collection will be moved to Saturday. Never miss a garbage pickup again. Sign up for reminders at crnewsnow.com.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the Gym Class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Stupid rubber duck. Oh, I bet this is Mariota's room. Whoa, I get that he went to Oregon, but a pond-themed room seems a little weird. I was just looking for Mariota.
Hey, what's going on out there?
I told you we should have just gone to HeismanHouse.com, but no, we had to go to the house. We could have voted for this year's Heisman winner from the safety of our computers.
You gotta love getting the lowest prices of the year. Dell's Black Friday sale is on through November 26th and definitely doesn't hold back on the savings. Check out the huge doorbusters on the best brands of electronics, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. Just call 800-BUY-DELL. Did we mention there's free shipping and extended returns? For the year's absolutely lowest prices, shop these doorbusters right now with Dell's Black Friday sale. Just visit Dell.com/Black Friday or call 800-BUY-DELL.
You guys want to do it? Ryan Peck drives to rural towns every week, bringing music to kids who need it most.
From the top, ready?
He dreams of showing people the importance of music in a child's life. American Family Insurance is helping make that happen right now.
Keep on sunny side, always on sunny side. Keep
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the Gym Class with UNASH and Dukes. KGYM.
We're going to talk some wrestling here at 3:20 on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Happy pre-Thanksgiving to everybody out there. We hope you have a good one coming up tomorrow. And going to do that. That is courtesy of Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. And a happy Thanksgiving to Kurt and everybody over there on Johnson Avenue Northwest, just across from Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. And hope they have a good Thanksgiving. Hope you have a good Thanksgiving, Mark. What's in the plans tomorrow?
Some Belle Plaine and some Cedar Rapids. We're going to hit both.
Nice.
It's pretty ritual. Every year we go to Belle Plaine, where Samantha's from, and go that route for a couple hours, and we work our way up to Cedar Rapids to my parents, and maybe for some pie or something, and some socializing, and
any wrestling go on?
You know, once in a while, yeah. Yeah. I just actually see my brother today, my older brother. He was helped me haul all the tables and chairs over there, 5 tables and 40-some chairs, and he's down 20 pounds. I was like, geez, we're going to start scrapping here now. He's like down to fighting weight again.
A lot of families have football games.
Mm-hmm.
You guys just wrestle.
Yeah, once everybody gets done eating, the tables get kind of picked up and cleared out, or you just go out in the backyard. But the ground's hard.
That doesn't matter, does it?
No, just don't plan on keeping those jeans when you're done.
Been out hunting at all?
I have, Mark. You know, I got out. I've been very, very fortunate this year. I shot a really nice big bull elk with my bow, obviously. And then my daughter, Hannah, who's 13, and I were able to go down and hunt for Friday evening, Saturday, Sunday, and they didn't have school on a Monday. So we basically got that weekend and weekend only to hunt. So we took full advantage of it, and she shot a really good buck with her bow. And then I shot a very nice one as well, too. Second biggest one I've ever shot. So to be able to get those both back to back, an evening and a morning, was I've been pretty blessed.
Yeah.
Really blessed.
Yeah.
So I can actually focus on work and concentrate on work. Like on mornings, like to morning, I got a text. This is funny. I'll share it real quick. So Bobby Telford, he's a big hunter too. He shot a really nice buck himself, and he shoots me a text this morning. And if anybody was up at like 6:30 this morning, just it was so cool and no wind, beautiful sunrise, hard frost. Like mornings like today are the days you just, oh, you just want to be sitting in a tree. And Telford, he texts me because he got, like I said, he got a nice buck too. And he says, too bad that two great big buck hunters like us are as good as we are. I've already got our bucks down and can't be out hunting right now or something like that. Like, you know what? Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. So,
hey, speaking of former Hawkeyes, good news today. Sammy Brooks is going to represent Team USA at the World Championships, the U23 World Championships. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. It's great for Sammy. It's really nice that they basically designed this age, this division, I guess is the best way to put it, this U23 division, get an opportunity for some of these younger guys to compete and win, you know, for world championships and stuff. It's not going to be an Olympic division, but for worlds and stuff. So I really like it, and it's awesome for Sammy Brooks. I got to talk to him on Friday when we were down there for the Iowa City Duels. He's feeling great, looking good, and he's ready to go. So I think he's got a really good style for freestyle.
Aside from the love of the sport, why do you guys continue in wrestling? It's not like basketball, baseball, and football. I'm sure there's stipends along the way.
Yeah. You know, that's a really good question, Mark. And it's, you know, like you said, there are stipends on the way. You know, people are making way more money now than, you know, back even when I wrestled. You know, if I graduated last year with the credentials that I had, I probably would have been signing with, you know, humongous contracts, you know, which I say humongous. I mean, you're talking like a couple $100,000 or something like that.
Which is still good.
Yeah. I mean, for me, for a wrestler, that's great, you know, and bigger, but you're signing multiple contracts, you know, with apparel, with shoes and so forth, and wrestling for different clubs like Titan Mercury and getting paid huge stipends every month and so forth. I mean, I could, If I had the credentials now that I did then, you know, to graduate now with those, I would be set, I mean, for a while. There's no doubt about it.
So the top wrestlers, Burroughs and all those guys, are making plenty of money.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of money, especially being as successful as they are, winning, you know, the Worlds and the Olympics and a lot of these other tournaments that they go to. There's a lot of money involved in those. I mean, like $250,000 for you know, winning the Olympics. Plus, that's not even counting what you get from the actual Olympic Training Center and Olympic, you know, committees and the OSC and stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of money. And then camps and clinics is a humongous one. I mean, the amount of money that these guys are getting paid to do camps and clinics now, which is great for me. So if someone calls me up and wants me to do a camp or clinic, I throw them out a rate that to me is like, well, I kind of hope they say no, but if they do say yes, it's like, great, you know? But I'm cheap compared to some of these guys. So I should be even going higher, you know? But, I mean, I just feel like it's almost like highway robbery a little bit. You know, it's about the kids and being able to afford to have someone come in and get in front of them and teach them some stuff and so forth or whatever. So it's really good for the sport, but more so they don't think about it that way. You know, where the real big money is if you're a wrestler and you want to, basically after you're done wrestling in college, is to go UFC. And that's if you really want to chase the money, that's where you go. But these guys that don't, you know, they just got a passion for the sport itself. It's not about the money. It's about, you know, being a world and Olympic champion. And there's not very many people on this earth that can say that. And there's just, it's a big desire within, you know, wrestlers from a very young age. And it's all stepping stones, you know, whether it's a kid's state title, then a high school state title, and then a collegiate title, NCAA title, and then a worlds and Olympics. And you just kind of keep going and going and going. And it's just, I don't know. It's the wrestling is kind of a different sport and breeds different people.
Well, it's good that there's more financial opportunities now than there were 20, 30 years ago.
I mean, that's honestly, to be honest with you, as sad as it is, it's, you know, one of the big reasons that I got out of it when I did prematurely, you know. I mean, there just wasn't no financial backing, and to be gone and traveling overseas and stuff like that all the time and wanting to have kind of a life at the same time, it just really wasn't working out. And I'm going into UPS working at 2:33 in the morning unloading trucks just so I have some form of insurance. It wasn't really about the $8 an hour at the time. You know, and then trying to go in and work out, you know, and then get another workout in later the day when you got to be back up at 2:00 in the morning. And heck, you know, it's just, it's way different now. And it is good. I'm very, very happy for these athletes these days because, you know, they deserve it. And it's an unbelievable grinding sport, not just at that level when you're there, but you've earned it starting from day one from a little kid's level all the way through all those years, and you're finally now, if you make it to the highest level, you get an opportunity to reap some of the benefits. But again, it's not really about the money. You don't think about, well, I want to be on the U.S. team so I can make this kind of money. You want to be on the U.S. team because you want to, you know, be the number one guy in the country. That's why you want to be on the U.S. team. And that's, and anybody will tell you that. The money is just an added bonus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's go back to last Friday, the Iowa Duels, the Iowa City Duels. Iowa, as pretty much predicated, went 3-0 with a shutout, 48-0 over Iowa Central, 33-6 over Buffalo, and then 38-6 over North Dakota State, which, you know, North Dakota State's got some good wrestlers, and then wrestled you and I really close.
Yeah, really close. It was like a 3-point match. It basically came down to one match.
Yeah.
So I was actually kind of surprised. You know, they pinned us at, North Dakota State pinned us at 125, and we won the other nine matches. I was actually really surprised that you and I was as close as they were to them. I don't have it off the top of my head, but I want to say it was like 20-17 or something like that.
Right. Came down to the last match, I think. But for the most part, Iowa did what Iowa should have done, I think 27-3 in the 30 matches that they wrestled.
Yeah, they look good. It was some tougher competition this year than what it's been in the past, which was nice to see. I think they pretty much breezed through it, but they had to work hard in some cases to get the majors and a couple pins, and that's what I like to see. They didn't just go out there and take an easy 6-2 win. You know, I mean, they went out and they worked hard and they got the majors or the match terminations and the falls, a lot of falls. Michael Kemmer, 3 falls on the day. He had 4 for the entire season last year. And he had, and I take that back. He didn't have 3. He had 2, and then he had a match termination, a tech fall. So a lot of bonus points there. So they were fun to watch, just like what I said we didn't know we were going to see. If I had to pick out one guy that I was really impressed by, it would have been, other than obviously Michael Kemmer, but would have been Vince Turk at 141. You know, a newcomer, hadn't seen him really wrestle before except for a couple times in the room, hurt last year right away at the beginning of the year. Goes down with a shoulder injury for the entire season. I think he's going to be a big added bonus to our lineup at 141 pounds.
Rider University coming up this weekend, and this is a university out of New Jersey. Not surprisingly, they've got a lot of wrestlers from New Jersey on the roster. It's a senior-laden team, number 22 in the country, but again, it shouldn't be much of a problem for Iowa, but there'll be a couple tough matches in there.
Yeah, and we're going to get tested a couple of matches for sure. I think obviously the biggest match is 165 pounds. Our Chad Walsh is ranked 4th in the country by all rankings. That's going to be a great test for a guy like Caleb Adrian. I'm talking
racing
now. Caleb Young.
Oh, the banquet last weekend, Scott.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mark was there.
I was there. I was fashionably late, but I was there. But yeah, Caleb Young, that's going to be, I mean, that it's going to be really interesting to see how he, as a freshman, stacks up against, you know, a veteran wrestler who's ranked 4th in the country, and he's possibly not even our starter, you know, so that'll be interesting. And then at 157, a little bit of a test there from Michael Kemmer. He's going to be taking on that BJ Klagen. He's ranked as high as 7th. So and then there's some other matches in there, too, that will be good. I mean, even if, you know, even at 125, they got a senior versus our freshman. So, you know, we're going to be tested. But obviously, as a team race, as a whole, it shouldn't be an issue. I mean, I think that we could win all 10 matches, and hopefully that's the way that it goes.
That'll be coming up on Friday. So, obviously, no big Thanksgiving dinners for the Iowa wrestling team.
You know, they'll eat, but they got
smartly.
Yeah, they got to watch what you eat. But the thing is
Sam Stolo eat.
Sammy, he definitely will be eating. But the thing is honestly, with these one-hour weigh-ins, you have to have your weight under control so much that you're on a set schedule so well that you really don't miss a whole lot of meals. You just have to eat in portions, in smaller portions. You can't just go and have the turkey and the potatoes and the cranberries and the rolls
and the dressing
and the dressing and the green bean casserole and the pie. I mean, you can't have it all. I mean, you gotta be smart. But they have a team meal and with some very, very good food and healthy food, and they also have a workout or two, you know, on their own, and So they're fine, but they'll eat.
We have a couple questions for you, Mark, on the Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line. That's 366-1600. Colin at 2380 wants to know if there's any word on Marinelli.
Marinelli is ready to go. He's fired up. He's begging Tom Brady every day. Let me wrestle. Let me wrestle. You know, it's just
He's at what weight?
He's at 165. Okay. So, which we have Caleb Young.
So, and I have to move some things around.
Yeah, I mean, Caleb Young is healthy. He's doing well. It's a great opportunity for Caleb Young to wrestle this weekend against Chad Wallace, who's ranked fourth in the country. If we needed to wrestle Marinelli right now, absolutely he could go out and wrestle today. But it's about being smart with him, knowing that it's November, taking a little bit more time, allowing that knee to completely heal up, and being ready to go possibly for, I think it's Michigan State, you know, coming up, possibly for something like that in a Big Ten duel, but maybe not even until after Christmas. We'll just wait and see how it goes. I mean, that's one of the beauties about having the depth that we have, you know, in that weight class and being early in the year. We don't really need to, you know, risk anything there.
Couple questions, similar topic on the text line. Let me read you 98-96. Do you think Brands will pull the red shirt off Spencer Lee at any point this year? Could it be a similar situation with what Cale did with Mark Hall last year?
You thought Mark Hall would win
the national championship.
Yeah, you know, but he also got beat his first match out against Alex Meyer Iowa, you know. I think that from what I'm seeing and kind of reading between the lines down in within the program, that he's going to get his red shirt yanked. I think that he will compete. He will compete for a national title at some point in time this year. I think that if I had to guess, and this is not out of Tom Brands' mouth or anybody's mouth or Spencer's, anybody's like that, if I had to guess, they would probably wrestle in him maybe in an open tournament sometime coming up, and then in the Midlands, and then kind of see how those go and see how he does there and how he's feeling. And then if they're going to pull off that red shirt year, then they'll pull off that red shirt. They'll do it right after the Midlands. But, again, that's just my opinion of intuition of what I think is going to happen.
That's what you would do.
Well, that's not really what I would do, honestly.
that's what I think will happen.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd keep the red shirt on him.
I personally would.
Huh. Yes.
Yep. For sure.
You have another one? I thought you had two questions.
I did. I read them.
Okay. I thought you had another one. I thought you had three total, two in a row.
I did have three total, but two were about the same subject.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. So, Ryder coming up on Friday night. And now you got another one.
Yes, I do. That's a popular guest. Come on.
Well, I know that. I know that.
54-29, Mark. And this is really a softball question for Ironside. Do you feel like the Hawks are underrated this year?
I thought you meant softball. I was like, did somebody get wind that I coached a 14U team last year? And they need me somewhere or something? Yeah, I think very much so. I mean, the rankings go off of the returning points. They dropped actually from 7th to 8th. Before, I can't remember who it was. I think North Carolina State or somebody bumped up ahead of us because they had some competition. We hadn't had any competition yet. But you're going to see those rankings really, really shift big time between now and Christmas and then especially in January. But I think that it's a very soft ranking for right now.
All right. Have a good Thanksgiving.
I will. You guys too. What do you guys do? So bowling night tonight?
Yeah. Well, bowling doesn't take a holiday rarely.
we don't miss the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Will you guys eat turkey at the bowling alley?
No. I don't eat while at bowl.
You don't?
No.
You don't want to get grease on your fingers and ball?
No. That's a no-no.
Really?
It's usually a late bite along the way. I don't eat beforehand. Don't eat out there.
Are you really superstitious when you bowl? Do you got like a regular routine that you do?
I do when I get on the lanes. I lick my fingers.
Serious?
Dry them off. Better grip on the ball. I put my right foot first and then bring my left together. And then I say a prayer.
Do you got a name for your ball?
No, but it's ancient. I can tell you that.
Don Carter.
It's a zone, Mark. It's a zone.
I have one too. Mine's a zone too. I got my own ball from my own league that I used to roll when, you know, our Hawkeye Wrestling Club days had a team back in the old days.
You sell bowling shoes at Ironside Apparel?
No, I don't sell bowling shoes. I have a bag that's got my own ball and my own shoes in that bag. And when I bring that bag out, you better know that we're
it's on, right?
Yeah, it is so on. Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's walk off music. Have a good Thanksgiving, Mark.
All right, you guys too. Thanks a lot for having me.
All right, we will take a break, come back, and have more of the Gym Class. Going to talk with Scott Monk when we return after this here on KGYM.
This season, give thanks to the car that helps you get through it. Keep your car running newer, longer at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Get $100 off with a purchase of $500 or more during the Black Friday Savings Event. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid November 22nd through 27th. Eligible tires only. Additional fees may apply where lawful. Subject to restrictions. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details.
Guys, it's Black Friday at the JCPenney Men's Store, and it's time to save big. Doors open Thursday at 2 p.m. for unbeatable deals, like select Arizona denim for just $15. Plus, Stafford Travel Easy Care broadcloth dress shirts, just $9. We've got your style and size in-store and at jcp.com. Hurry in. Get everything you need for less than you think. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Bye, Mark. Have a good Thanksgiving. 3:40. We're going to talk to Scott Monk coming up in a moment. Carl Nerney's Pick 6 coming your way here on KGYM. We'll get the panel assembled and ready to go. And we'll have a Bowling Night in America preview. Just heard from our great sponsor, May City Bowl, on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. And coming up on Saturday, it's a busy day and a very fun day. We look forward to it each and every year. It's been in January in the past, but shifting to late November this year, the first Saturday of the season. And Scott Monk, head girls basketball coach at Maquoketa Valley, joining us here. And he is the director of Rivalry Saturday, and that'll be coming up at Co. this Saturday. And Scott, you got all the T's crossed and the I's dotted and ready to go?
Well, we're getting there. Hopefully have it done by the end of the day today.
There you go. And it should be great weather, so that's good. And I guess the reasoning, you're moving it to Co., the brand-new beautiful facility over there that the Cohawks have put together, and moved it to November. And I guess what's the reasoning behind that?
Well, at the time, Nate Oakland was the head women's coach at Co., and they knew they were getting this facility built. And Coach Oakland had approached me about his administration wanted some type of big event to help promote their new facility and get kids from out of the area in their gymnasium and help promote Cole College and also help promote high school athletics. And it kind of worked out for the both of us. So we decided to move it here this year and see how it went. And, you know, we're looking forward to it's a beautiful arena. I got a chance to tour it last week, so we're looking for not only me as a head coach having my team playing it, but all these other schools that wouldn't quite have the opportunity to play in a venue like this.
Yeah, and did it help to bring in schools that, with the shift to November right now, it's not in the middle of the conference season?
You know, it really wasn't. To be honest with you, we probably get a list of about 60 or 70 schools that want to play every year, so it's really not hard to get teams to play. It's more trying to get the right teams to play each other, if that makes sense.
Yep.
So we really never have any problems finding teams. Probably the biggest issue we have is finding the right teams to play each other.
Well, what about the teams this year? What's the lineup? It's star-studded. I know we'll have six of the games, but just go through them all, what times, and all that.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I just got off the phone with Jeff Leonard from the Gazette. Now, him and I usually partner up and work out this schedule every year. And out of the 16 teams that are in the event this year, 14 of them are rated. You know, we got a couple now, three number ones in there, and a couple defending state champs, and a few other teams that have played in the state finals last year. But to start everything off at 9:15, we got Van Buren versus Algona. Those are Algona Garrigan, so those are two teams that have never played in the event. And at 10:50, it's Maquoketa Valley versus MFL. 12:25 would be Bellevue and Iowa City Regina. At 2:00 would be Iowa City West and Davenport Assumption. At 3:35 would be Springville and Panorama. Panorama is also another team that's very, very talented and has never played in the event. And at 5:10 would be Marion and Lindmar. Those are teams we get every year. It's always nice to get those local teams to be able to play in the event. 6:45, Northland versus Cascade. And at to round off the night, at 8:20 will be Center Point and North Scott. You know, and every one of those teams that we just mentioned are top caliber teams that have a lot of talent and are very well coached teams.
Yeah, no doubt. And you talked about Algona Garrigan coming in and Panorama coming in. I mean, that's pretty far. That's 3-4 hour trips over there.
It is, you know. And the one thing that, you know, and again, I just talked to Jeff Linder about is the one thing that makes it worth it for us is, you know, we probably have had over 70 different schools playing our event, and to give kids and coaches and communities and schools the opportunity to get to play in a venue like the South Center or at Coe College's new arena that they would not have if we weren't up and running, it makes it all the worthwhile for us. Any way we can impact kids in a positive way, that's why we do this.
How about it's very economical. If you want to stay all day, and we encourage everybody to do so, you can do it and see some great basketball for pretty darn good low price.
Yeah, yeah. It's you know, $8 gets you in the door all day long. If you get to see eight great games. I know Coe's going to have their concession stand up and running, and it's their prices are low, they said. So, and it's going to benefit all their college programs. So again, come on out. Should be a great day. It's going to be nice weather. And that's one thing that, you know, when we do it in January, we're always sweating bullets with freezing rain or snow or cold. So this year it looks to be a real good day for us.
Yeah, and it should be a lot of fun. And of course, you've approached it both ways. You've had your team play and be the director of the day, and you've had your team not play and be the director of the day. But what's harder for you?
To be honest with you, playing and being the director. But, you know, I had a senior one time tell me, she's like, "Hey, how come we don't get to play in this and you're running it?" So I decided it'd probably be advantageous if we just let our kids play in it. And I have two, three great assistant coaches that I have no problem leaving the kids with them and getting them ready to go. So I'm pretty fortunate in that aspect.
Yeah, and you guys got a nice win last night against a young but pretty good East Buchanan team.
Yeah, they're very talented. We did. We played pretty well, and you know, I was really pleased with our kids. We turned it over a little too much, but, you know, we did play hard, and at the end of the day, that's all we can ask.
Oh, you coaches are never completely satisfied, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Oh, man. All right, $8, eight games, so that's $1 a game, so you can't beat that. And just come on down to Coe about 9 o'clock, and you're going to see some great basketball coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, and we're also going to have some youth teams from Springville, Northland, North Scott, playing at halftime in some of these games. So it's great that we get to, you know, impact some of the younger kids too. They get to see these older kids that they look up to get to play. So it'll be a fun day.
Yep, and If you want to, you can bring the radio down. I know we'll have six of the games, so we'll have good coverage of it coming up on Saturday, and we're looking forward to that. And Scott, always fun, and we look forward to seeing you down at Co. on Saturday.
Hey, can't wait.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Scott Monk, the girls basketball coach at Maquoketa Valley. He's the director of the big rivalry Saturday.
You're calling six games?
No. I'm going to do three.
Okay.
I'm going to do three of the games.
Is that all?
Yeah. We've got a star-studded South Gym crew helping out. Alex is going to do some of the games, but Alex is not going to do all the games. So we've brought in Jeff Moss, who was our sideline reporter. Has experience in play-by-play at a couple of stops in the state of Iowa. He's going to help. Jeff Downing's going to do some games. Morgan Hawk is going to do some games. Not this Saturday. Morgan, of course, the voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that's going to do three of the games opposite me this Saturday, Ryan Schlater.
Perfect.
Going to come on board here on KGYM and help us out. So Ryan and Gina Green will have three games, and Steve Dozer and I will have three. So tonight it's bowling, though. We Thanksgiving Eve bowling. It's bowling night in America. Our preview brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids.
Well, it's quite a tradition, as you know, as you've come to know anyway, bowling before Thanksgiving. It's a big night to go out. I don't do that anymore, but...
Is it really?
Yeah. Back in the day, my friends and I used to get together before I even bowled. It was a big night to go out on the town. But now I'm just happy to be home by 9 o'clock after bowling. Oh, we hold on to third place, the Rusty Nails, that is. 26-18 in the Mature Evergreen League. Barry's Lanes is the opponent tonight. A thorn on our side, typically. We're on lanes 25 and 26. We're going to try to close off the pre-Thanksgiving portion of the schedule off of the win and send Rusty Squires to Florida in style.
Yeah, it'll be the final night this year for us. Well, no, at least till the spring. If he decides to come to Iowa on the date that he promised to come back to Iowa.
Well, he's on the schedule, so if he doesn't come back, he needs to inform me.
And let you know.
Yes.
Let you know. All right. If you have the family around sometime during the Thanksgiving break, take them out to May City Bowl. Have some bowling fun.
Give May City a call, 362-0136, and inquire about that and anything else related to leagues, equipment, what have you. Andy Dirk's doing a great job in the pro shop. You can also visit the website at maycitybowlcr.com.
All right. We'll take a break. Panel will assemble. We'll have the pre-Thanksgiving edition of the Pick Six when we come back.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will, because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out carpentersunionapprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Ryan Fall here from Billion Hyundai of Iowa City. You'll be a big fan of this month's new long-term low APR financing offer on the best Sonata ever, the all-new redesigned 2018 Hyundai Sonata. It's loaded with the latest technology and backed by America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, plus Hyundai Assurance. See dealer for limited warranty details. Plus, be a fan of our awesome low APR financing offer on the all-new 2018 Sonata at Billion Hyundai, your hidden gem, on Mormon Trek Boulevard in Iowa City or BillionAuto.com.
Don't just survive the holidays, slay the season with buy one, get one half off GNC Sports Performance products. Fuel stronger workouts with GNC Amp Wheybolic Protein. It's clinically proven to increase strength. GNC Amp Ripped Vitapack burns more calories.